see, 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 see.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, brothers and sisters, I can't live no other way but to praise and serve the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is crossing over. Crossing over. And our scripture comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 21 through 29. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in to this hot breakfast for your soul with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. You can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or even better, follow the podcast by texting MM to phone number 33222, and we'll send the recording link or we'll text it to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. That's MM. That's what goes in your message area. And the phone number or the recipient number is 33222. Hit send and you'll be following Morning Motivation. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 21 through 29, reading from the KJV. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them. Last verse. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, for the reading of God's word. What is our topic? Say it with me now. Crossing over. Going from one place to another has never been promised to be an easy task. Whether it's moving from your old house to your new house, flying or driving from point A to point B, birthing children, planning your wedding or anniversary celebration, or even something as simple as preparing for the Super Bowl party, or moving from one desk or cubicle at your job to another, doing something instead of nothing has never been promised as a sweet journey without bumps, bruises, detours, getting stuck in traffic, delays, rescheduling, opt-outs, and no-shows. So why then do we spend so much time grumbling and complaining when these issues arise in our journeys from the old us or the old you to moving to the best you that God has ordained? Come on and give God praise. That's just good teaching all by itself. In the book of Exodus that I just read unto you, we're continuing in the book of Exodus in the journey of the Israelites from captivity, bondage, and slavery under the Egyptians to moving to the promised land. So here they are today, and they're right there at the Red Sea. They're being pursued by the Egyptians who had let them go but now want them back. And the Lord directs Moses to stretch out his hands. And in doing so, the Lord causes the Red Sea to part so that the children of Israel can cross on dry land. And once the children of Israel go into the dry land, and the Egyptians or their previous captors or masters see them crossing, they begin to cross as well. Well, there are so many Israelites that there is no way that the Lord could just have let all of them cross first and then have brought the Red Sea back together. So there's actually a time when the children of Israel are crossing over to their victory that their captors are in the midst of the crossing over with them on the dry land. So, of course, they become afraid because it appeared that the Lord was about to bring them over to victory. But how was he going to bring them over safely if he allowed their captors, if he allowed their masters to come in to the safe place with them? But in the end, God allowed them to cross over and then caused the sea to come back together over their captors so that the children of Israel had their victory. Now, this is what he wants me to discuss and to deposit into your spirit today. Because some of you and us, right, we are crossing over from places where we were to places that we desire to be. Whether that is crossing over to a new job, crossing over to attain your degree, crossing over to getting married, or crossing over to another anniversary, crossing over to having children, or crossing over to seeing your children reach developmental milestones. They're going to college, or they're getting their driver's license, or they're getting married, or they're going to first grade, or graduating from middle school. Or maybe there are crossroads in your church. You're growing or you're doing a new thing this year. Maybe there's a crossroad in you. You're turning 50 or you're turning 40 or, you know, you're just really coming into your own and recognizing the greatness and the worth of you, crossing over to the better you. Maybe you're just beginning to understand your destiny. You know how it is when we cross over in business, whatever it is, we're doing something better. But the issue is that as we are crossing over to our best us, we are seeing remnants of our past also appearing to be coming along on that journey with us. You know, issues of our past, our prior sin, our past lifestyles, things that we have relinquished, addictions and old conduct that we have repented of and given unto the Lord, we see ourselves having them on the journey with us, and we're wondering, why is this? So much so that we are beginning to grow weary and give up, or we're saying maybe it's not worth it. But the Lord reminds you today that you never should relinquish the journey of crossing over. In 2 Timothy 3:12, the Bible teaches us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Luke 23:31. If people do these things to a green tree, in other words, Jesus, or if they persecuted or talked about him along his journey, what shall they do to a dry tree? And 2 Timothy 2:3, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And in Philippians 3:13-14, this one thing that we do is that we continue to reach forth into those things which are before, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, we keep on crossing over. No matter what the enemy does or says, you keep on crossing over. No matter how tedious the journey may become, you keep on crossing over. No matter how many bumps or bruises you suffer, how many delays or detours you must take, how many times the trip or the destination gets rescheduled through no fault or your own or through your own conduct, you do not relinquish your victory. You keep on crossing over. Even if it appears that your enemy is hot on your tail and pursuing you, even if it appears that God is not fighting for you, you keep on crossing over, because God has a methodology. God has strategy. There is always method to his madness. You do not turn back. You keep on crossing over. You keep on crossing over. You keep on, brothers and sisters, crossing over to your best you. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God. We got to go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, that name at which every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We are crossing over. We are crossing over. We are crossing over today. We are crossing over from the old us to the new us, from the good us to the better us, from the better us to the best us. We are crossing over and bringing our family and bringing our friends and bringing our ministries and bringing our anointing and bringing our jobs. We are crossing over. And Father, we just praise you this morning. We go in celebration. Happily we cross over, because if God be for us, who can stand against us? We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. We keep on crossing over. We keep on crossing over. We keep on crossing over. Now, Father, I come praying for all those listening now, and for those who will listen today, and that you would open up the windows of heaven. They need some power today. They need some renewal today. They need some revival today. They need some encouragement and empowerment and motivation today. Father, they need their faith strengthened today, that no matter what the situation looks like, they are not to turn back, but they must keep on crossing over to their promised land, their milk and honey, their celebration, their victory. They must keep on crossing over, crossing over, crossing over. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say, amen. Come on and praise him, praise him. Say, I will keep on crossing over. Say it again. I will keep on crossing over. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. But I want you to stay in the spirit. Just clap your hands. Praise God and worship him. Say, I'll keep on crossing over. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Everyone say, I will keep on crossing over. Now, our topic for today is crossing over. Your task for today is to refuse to go back to the old you, no matter how hard it gets. Keep on crossing over. Text MM to 33222 to follow the podcast.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's all right to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's all right to walk before you run. But if you wanna get what you never got,